Well, greetings and welcome, all you commanders, eagles, and angels. This is Grain Bird, and I'm pleased to welcome you to the hard news on Friday nights on BBS Radio Station 1. We're so grateful you're joining us. And we'd like to take a few minutes to set the tone for the evening. So we're going to take a few gentle breaths. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, slowly, gently, intentionally, and let's go into our heart space. As we do this and let go of that drought of the day, and gather with your guides, your guardians, your teams, your totems, your ancestors, whoever you like to journey with the Kini drum with. On this Chulin day, no, this is the Muluk day, the crystal moon. Yes, and it's the new moon, so happy new moon, everyone. So let's call in the seven galactic directions with the Kimi drum. Well, first we're going to gather around that council fire. So let's gather around that council fire. It's in the center. And do that in that virtual way we know how to do. And come in close, make a circle around that fire. It's a sacred fire. Okay, now we're ready to go. Let's call in those seven galactic directions in the Mayan tradition. We welcome from the east, the house of light. Wisdom opens in the dawn that is upon us, so that we may see things clearly. And we welcome from the north, the house of night. May wisdom mature among us, so that we may see everything from within. West, the house of transformation. May wisdom be transformed into right action, so that we might accomplish what must be done. We greet from the south, the house of eternal sun. May right action give us the harvest, so that we might enjoy the fruits of the planetary being. We welcome from above the house of paradise, where the star people and the ancestors gather. May their blessings reach us now. We greet from below the house of the earth. May the beating of the crystal planet's heart bless us with its harmonies, so that we might end war. Welcome from the center, source of the galaxy, which is everywhere at once. May everything be recognized as the light of mutual love. I am Hunaku, Izu Maya, Ima Hope. I am Hunaku, Izu Maya, Ima Hope. I am Hunaku, Even Maya, Ima Hope. All hail the harmony of mind and nature. In Makesh, Alakin, I am the other you, you are the other me. So, let's take a few minutes. Just stay wherever that drumbeat took you as we look at the record of days. In the Mayan tradition. and see what's going on with the red crystal moon today. mean, we talked about it last night. And this is also the new moon, which we had at 8 o'clock this morning. And these are the core days that we're in the Hob, the matrix that we use. And these core days are all healing days. And we're about the midway through, a little bit more. So we're working in, towards the head, up through the heart center. And so the crystal tone is 12. And that's universalizing, cooperation, and dedicate are its three keywords. And the moon, Muluk, is a purify, flow, and universal water. So this is the mantra for today. I seal the process of universal water with the crystal tone of cooperation. No, wait a minute. I started that in the wrong line. I dedicate in order to purify, universalizing flow. I seal the process of universal water with the crystal tone of cooperation. I am guided by the power of birth, which is Inge, the red dragon. And our ally today is the white dog. Oak. Yeah, O-C, oak. And our challenge teacher today is the storm, Kwok. And our caught guide today is Ebb, the human. So those, what we're working with, let's look a little closer at the nature of Muluk. This is an artist aspect, and it's about that wise use of our rational mind. It's about accepting spirit's direction. So listen to what spirit has to tell us. And embrace these gifts of having that contact with spirit. And remembering what we came here to do. And we have that gift of universal mind is our mind and the gift of telepathy. So let's embrace these gifts and let go of any insensitivity or attachment to omens or any self-doubt as we embrace these energies today. And then moving on to Saturday, it's a 13 oak, the cosmic white dog. And so this is another artist aspect, the dog, the white dog, with unconditional love, the healing, it's about healing the pain of the past and embrace the gifts of that contact with our spirit guides, our awareness of destiny, our awareness of past lives, and that loyalty to humankind. As we let go of any fears or any unwise use of anger, we embrace these energies on Saturday. And that's that cosmic tone, so it's a promise of transition, of movement and change. So as we finish out this wave that we're in, Cheekjarn is the razor in the serpent, and moving to the wave of Chulin, the monkey. In the wave of the monkeys, no, this is not on Saturday, this is the 13th, right? So let's look at this dog as we go through with the 13th tone. And so the dog is universal, about universal love, and it's about healing the pain of the past. And we have the gifts that our spirit guides and that awareness of our destiny. And I already read this, so we're on the Sunday already. I get it now. I'm so sorry. I'm a little bit dyslexic here, but that's part of the package. Anyway, so on Sunday begin the new wave of chewing, and this is the wave where we transmit a clever outlook. And what this wave of the monkey starts on the 19th, and the 19th is a special number in that we like to celebrate as well on the 19th of April. So we're also having a galactic event. This is when the comet has its closest approach to the sun. The comet name is the R3 Pan Stars, and it's in the constellation of Pegasus, which I find interesting because isn't Pegasus a horse, and we're in the in the year of the fire horse. So, yeah, I think that's very interesting that it's coming through. It comes in, makes an orbit that is about 170,000 years to make one orbit to come around to visit Earth again. So who knows what was happening then, but it's a very bright comet. And you should be able to see it in the sky at some point. Next week, it'll be in alignment with the Earth, the Sun, and the comet will all be aligned together. But this reaching perihelion on the 19th and coming right into our solar system. So we're paying attention to that. And so, yeah, Sunday's going to be a magical day. Let's look at this chill and energy. So in this whole way will be about transmitting a clever outlook. So this is an artist aspect, and it's about balancing work and play and paying attention to clarity of mind. And it's about that wise use of magical artistry. So it's clever. Let's embrace these gifts of innocence and spontaneity and that ability to play and laugh and have a good time. And let go of any insensitivity or jadedness or resistance to compassion as we embrace these energies for this wave and for Sundays when this energy is coming in. So then moving on to Monday, it's the 2 Av, the yellow lunar human. And it's also 420. So there you go. We can celebrate that day. And the human is the healing aspect. And it's about enlightenment of humankind and activating cosmic consciousness and attuning to spirit. So we have the gift of being that human servant warrior, the gift of abundance, and that gift of having contact with other dimensions. So let's work our magic with our humanness and let go of any dependence on the analytical mind as we embrace these energies on Monday. And that lunar tone is that balance of polarity. It's all about the polarity. So then moving on to Tuesday, it's a red electric skywalker. No, it's the Ev, excuse me, Monday. Moving on to Monday, it is the human day. I did share that. Moving on Tuesday, it's the red electric skywalker. This is the warrior aspect, and it's about focus. It's about striving towards self-illumination. It's about clarity. So this, we have the gifts and strength and the ability to bend dimensions with the Skywalker. So let's let go of any resistance to faith or any belief in aloneness as we embrace these energies. On Tuesday and then on Wednesday, it's Earth Day. It's a 4-each, the white self-existing wizard. And this is the magician. This is a visionary aspect, and it's about illumination and for others, and clarity of mind and purpose. And it's about having the gifts of being that shaman and working with that jaguar medicine and being that jaguar priestess and working with integrity, working in accordance with divine will. So let's let go of any control or personal power issues or any manipulation as we embrace these energies on Earth Day, Wednesday. And it's got that self-existing tone. That's a good, solid tone to work with. And then moving on to Thursday, it's a 5 men, the blue overtone eagle. This is a visionary aspect, and it's about our commitment to service and moving to consciousness to source. So we're reconnecting with all creation with this energy. And as we embrace these gifts of independence and the belief in ourselves, we let go of any feelings of despair or dissociation. Let go of the illusion of separation or separateness. And then on Friday, it's the 6 key, the yellow rhythmic warrior. In this yellow rhythmic warrior has the 6th tone. That's activating the energy, one of the energy numbers in the warrior, and it also doubles the warrior energy, so we have a double warrior. So we're working with trusting in our journey and bringing awareness of right action as we embrace the gifts of communication with the divine and the access to cosmic consciousness. We let go of any hesitation, any restrictions, any limitations as we embrace these energies on Friday, and we'll talk about it some more next Friday when we come back. So let's take a few minutes and talk about the housekeeping. So I'm going to change my hat. We are a listener-supported radio program, and it's all of us that make it happen. And so we need $184 each week to pay our fees with DBS Radio. And so we need that for the coming week. And here's how we do it. Go into your heart space, see what is yours to give, and then go to bbsradio.com. And there on the homepage, you see the schedule. We're on radio station one. Look for the schedule there. You want to look at the hard news on Friday night. And as you get there, you'll see the icon. It's at the 8 o'clock hour, so these are central times. And so you see the icon that's there, and just click on that. And that takes you directly to our account where you're using your bank card. You can make a donation at any amount. So thank you for taking that action. And we also have a program on Saturday, the True History, and it's a true history of Nisera and our galactic origins. It's indexed as the true history at the 3:30 hour on radio station 2, and you can find that icon there and click on it, and that takes you to our account. So those two places where you can make that donation. So thank you for taking that action. We're so grateful for your participation this way, and we're grateful for all the ways you show up in your lives. So we're also assisting Tara and Rama with their needs, and they need $200 for living expenses, and their rent is due, and they need $400 for that. So as you can assist them, the way you do it is go to paypal.com, and the sending address is Koran, K-O-R-A-N, 999949 at hotmail.com. So again, Koran9999 at hotmail.com. And you'll see the name show up where you're sending it, 2013 Rainbow Roundtable. We like to keep that fact going. So, yeah, and Rama's name will be there. So you're sure you're in the right spot. So there you go. Thank you for taking that action. We are so grateful. And as you are sending something, if you can let Rama know, that's helpful. His email address is koran999@comcast.net. Just tell him what you sent and when you sent it, and that helps him plan his day. And there's a mailing address. If you prefer to use a check or money order and send that, the address is Ram D. Berkowitz, R-A-M D. Berkowitz, B-E-R-K-O-W. ITZ. That's Post Office Box 280-280, Santa Cruz, New Mexico, and the zip code is 87567. Okay. That's it. That's all the information. I'd like to give you the web address. The web address is rainbowroundtable.net. And as you go there and scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll find a GoFundMe there as we're accepting donations for Tara's healing expenses, her doctor's stuff, whatever. It's helpful to have donations there as well. So that's where you find that. And also the website has lots of good information about Nisera and Rama's galactic friends and notes from previous shows and lots of good information on Nisera. So there you go. That's all the information. So with that, 13 Thinkies, Honey and Honor, and I'm passing this talking stick. And it has all the rays, flames, universal law, and ascension waves with it. Things are happening astrologically. We're receiving all the assistance we need from the universe, and we have it in our hearts from within. And so lots of hearts are joining us, and lots of feathers and fairies and all the little people and the magical ones, the unicorns, the whales, the dolphins, and Bigfoot. So greetings, Tara and Rama. Here comes this talking stick. Welcome.
Greetings, everyone. Thank you, Rainbird. Thank you, everyone. We are so grateful to be here, to be alive at this time on this sweet earth. And this is heaven on earth, even though it looks a little different from certain points of view. And it's about how you discern the rays coming in. And I started listening to that Stefan Burns about the countdown to something incredible happening. And tomorrow morning, if you get up between 5 and 6 before the sun rises, you can see this comet, C/2025 RS Pan Stars. And it's currently located in the constellation of Pegasus and will fly through its perihelion, its closest approach to the sun, on April 19th. Yet tomorrow morning between 5 and 6, we might actually get to see it as you look towards the direction of the constellation of Pegasus. And this is very awesome. These comets are cosmic messengers with highly credible downloads of interstellar information. And this particular comet has been traveling for 170,000 years around our little local solar system galaxy. It's a very big deal. And 3I Atlas, 31 Atlas, continues to download tons of information to us about what's unfolding in this present moment. And happy new moon in Aries. We have 7 planets in Aries as of today. This is a very huge deal. And there are many magical things unfolding as the aether continues to pour in the energy of the plasma that comes from our sun. We are plasma. The sun is sending out plasma, and it's all connected with what Tesla was sharing with us. And it's, I lose the words in translation because it's about going into the great silence, the oneness, and that place is where it all changes. To give an example, today I went to Moon Mountain and sat with 4 deer, seven crows and two snow white hawks. And we did the Adi Shakti mantra for about 7 minutes. And we did the pranayama breathing. That's the key. As you do this pranayama breathing, Aurora Ray calls it the Kundalini breath of fire. What Yogi Bhajan has been teaching us since 1968 and before. This is thousands of years old, these yogic techniques, and they directly connect you to the quantum field, the force. And it is all about the force. As you work with the force, it changes you. It changes your outlook on life. And we are not in a death cycle. We are ascending in these bodies, fully present and accounted for. Captain Ashtar, Admiral Sananda Kumara are here. There is so much unfolding. And supposedly the Straits of Hormuz are open. I saw that on the screen of the TV. We'll see what unfolds. And apparently the Israel Lebanon ceasefire. For the moment, things are still tenuous, very tenuous, yet things are holding. And, blaze of violet fire, the emerald green ray, the sapphire blue ray. This is so awesome to behold right at this time with all of this going on. And this, innocent comet, Pan Stars, R3 Pan Stars, just coming along, and 3i Atlas also, along with the other comets, and what's unfolding with the electromagnetic field. We are electromagnetic beings. Like that article I printed out about our bones. It's, amazing what's happening, that we are being downloaded with these frequencies that change physical space, time, matter. And this is so huge because it's affecting the other players in the story. They have to ante up. And what that means is that they will be held accountable for their crimes against humanity. Genocide, war crimes, crimes against humanity, blaze of violet fire. I'm gonna go to this little video. It's 19 minutes talking about the Mercury to Pluto portal, the message that changes everything. Three signs finally get the answer. This is from the Wisdom Dream. Here we go.
Tomorrow, April 18th, something extraordinary is about to happen, and if you think this is just another astrological transit, you're not seeing the full picture. Because what's coming isn't just an alignment in the sky, it's a portal.
It's big.
A cosmic gateway that only opens for a few hours, delivering the exact answer you've been searching for. This isn't random, this isn't subtle, this is the universe handing you the missing piece of the puzzle you've been trying to solve for months, maybe even years. And here's what nobody is telling you. Three specific zodiac signs are standing at the absolute epicenter of this revelation. If you're one of them, tomorrow changes everything. But before we get to that, there's something you need to understand, and if you've been feeling like your mind is wrapped in fog lately, like you can't quite trust what you're seeing or hearing, keep watching. Because there's one specific reason why this is happening to you right now, and I will explain it later, so stay tuned. Right now, as I'm speaking to you, we are inside one of the most concentrated, volatile, and deeply transformative periods of the entire decade.
Yep.
The sky is not playing games anymore. We're in the middle of an Aries stellium, a massive gathering of planets all crammed into the sign of the warrior, the pioneer, the initiator. And when this much fire energy converges in one place, something has to ignite. But the ignition point, the exact moment when the breakthrough happens, that's tomorrow, April 18th. When Mercury, the planet of the mind, messages and mental clarity, forms a perfect sextile to Pluto, the planet of absolute truth, hidden power, and psychological transformation. This is the message that changes everything. And once you receive it, there's no going back to who you were before. The sky has been setting you up for this moment. Let's back up for a second, because to understand why tomorrow is so monumental, you need to see the entire sequence of events leading up to it. This isn't just about April 18th in isolation. This is about a carefully orchestrated cosmic setup that's been unfolding all month long. On April 9th, Mars entered Aries. Mars is the ruler of Aries, which means it's operating at full strength, full speed, and full power. Your drive, your ambition, your urge to take action, it all got supercharged. But then something strange started happening. The clarity you expected didn't arrive. Instead, things got confusing. And here's why. On April 14th, Mercury entered Aries too. Your mind suddenly wanted to move fast, think fast, speak fast. But Mercury wasn't traveling alone through this fire sign. It was heading straight into a collision with Neptune, the planet of fog, illusion, idealism, and deception. On April 16th, Mercury merged directly with Neptune at the exact same degree in Aries, and when the planet of communication meets the planet of confusion, the result is chaos. Information gets distorted. Messages get misunderstood. You might have felt like you couldn't trust your own thoughts. Maybe you questioned a decision you were about to make. Maybe someone told you something that didn't add up, and you couldn't figure out if they were lying or if you were just overthinking. This is the fog I was talking about earlier. The reason you've been feeling mentally unclear, emotionally uncertain, or like you're operating on incomplete information, it's because you were. The universe deliberately obscured the truth for the past few days. Not to punish you, but to prepare you. Because tomorrow, when Mercury breaks free from Neptune's grip and locks into a perfect sextile with Pluto, the fog doesn't just lift, it evaporates. And what's left standing in front of you is the raw, unfiltered, undeniable truth. The new moon activated the healing crisis. But there's another layer to this. Yesterday, April 17th, we experienced the Aries new moon. And this wasn't just any new moon. This lunation landed at the extreme late degree of Aries, right next to Chiron, the asteroid known as the Wounded Healer. Chiron represents our deepest wounds, the places where we feel vulnerable, inadequate, or like we don't have the right to exist as we are. And when the new moon conjuncts Chiron in Aries, it forces a healing crisis. It's not gentle. It's not comfortable. It's an urgent, almost desperate demand to confront the part of yourself you've been avoiding. Maybe yesterday you felt restless. Maybe you felt angry for no reason. Maybe old insecurities bubbled up. Or maybe you just had this overwhelming sense that something needed to change immediately. That was the new moon doing its work, cracking you open so that tomorrow's message can land where it needs to. The sequence is precise. Confusion on the 16th, healing crisis on the 17th, and breakthrough on the 18th. The universe doesn't waste moves. Everything that's been happening has been leading to this exact moment. Tomorrow, the portal opens. So what exactly happens tomorrow? At 4:30 in the afternoon, Mercury at 5 degrees Aries forms an exact sextile to Pluto at 5 degrees Aquarius. And if you don't know what a sextile is, let me break it down for you. A sextile is a 60-degree angle between two planets. It's an aspect of opportunity, a clear pathway, a door that's open, but only if you choose to walk through it.
Yes.
Unlike a trine, which gives you energy passively, a sextile requires you to take action. The universe is handing you the key, but you still have to turn it. Mercury in Aries is your mind operating at maximum speed and courage. It's the part of you that wants to speak the truth, cut through the noise, and get straight to the point. Pluto in Aquarius is the deep, structural truth hiding beneath the surface of your relationships, your networks, your future goals. It's the power you didn't know you had access to. When these two connect tomorrow, it's like a laser cutting through a wall. The answer you've been searching for, the thing you couldn't see because of the Neptunian fog, suddenly becomes crystal clear. And it's not a vague insight. It's not a maybe. It's a definitive, life-altering truth that forces you to confront exactly where you've been lying to yourself, where you've been giving your power away, and what you need to do about it immediately. This is why it's called the message that changes everything, because once you know, you can't unknow. Once you see it, you can't pretend you didn't. The information you receive tomorrow will fundamentally alter the trajectory of your life. Three signs are standing at the epicenter. Now, while everyone will feel the intensity of this portal to some degree, there are three zodiac signs that are about to receive the answer, the one they've been waiting for. And if you're one of these signs, tomorrow isn't just significant, it's monumental. These three signs are Aries, Gemini, and Scorpio, and the reason they're the focal points is deeply embedded in the astrological mechanics. Let me break it down for each one. Aries, you finally see who belongs in your future. Aries, this entire month has been about you. The Sun, the Moon, Mercury, Mars, Saturn, Neptune, Chiron, they're all in your sign, all in your first house of identity, self-expression, and physical presence. You are being completely rebuilt from the ground up. And it hasn't been easy. You've been forced to confront wounds you thought were healed. You've been carrying the weight of other people's expectations, restrictions, and limitations. But tomorrow, when Mercury in your first house sextiles Pluto, in your 11th house of friendships, networks, and future goals, everything clicks into place. The message you receive is about your social circle. It's about the people you've been surrounding yourself with, the communities you've been trying to fit into, and the future you've been working toward. And here's the truth that lands tomorrow. Not everyone gets to come with you. You've been compromising. You've been dimming your fire to make others comfortable. You've been staying in groups, friendships, or professional networks that drain you because you thought you needed them. But tomorrow, Pluto reveals the power imbalance. You see exactly who has been using you, who has been holding you back, and who genuinely supports the version of you that's emerging. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. The answer is clear. Cut the ties, reclaim your energy, build your future around people who match your fire, not extinguish it. This is your sovereign awakening, Aries, and it starts tomorrow. Gemini, your worldview just got completely rewritten. Gemini, you're ruled by Mercury, which means everything happening with Mercury this month is happening to you on a deeply personal level. When Mercury entered Aries on April 14th, it activated your 11th house of community, technology, and long-term aspirations. Your mind has been racing with ideas about your future, your network, and where you're headed next. But tomorrow, when your ruling planet sextiles Pluto in your 9th house of beliefs, philosophy, higher education, and publishing, you receive a cognitive download. The 9th house is about your big picture worldview, the lens through which you see reality. And Pluto doesn't mess around, it goes straight to the core.
Yes.
The message that arrives tomorrow is philosophical. It's a piece of information, a conversation, or a realization that completely shifts the way you understand the world. Maybe it's something you read. Maybe it's something a mentor tells you. Maybe it's a legal or academic breakthrough, but whatever it is, it shatters an old belief system you didn't even know was limiting you. And here's why this matters so much. On April 25th, just 1 week after this portal, Uranus enters your sign for the first time since 1941.
Wow.
You're about to undergo a 7-year identity revolution. But before that can happen, your mind needs to be cleared of outdated philosophies and limiting beliefs. Tomorrow's message prepares you for that. It gives you the mental clarity and the intellectual firepower to step into the next chapter of your life with absolute confidence. You're not gathering information anymore, Gemini. You're becoming a voice of authority, and it all starts with the truth you receive tomorrow. Scorpio, you finally connect the dots between your body and your trauma. Scorpio, you're co-ruled by Mars and Pluto, which means both of your ruling planets are deeply involved in the most intense transits of this entire month. Mars is in Aries, activating your sixth house of daily routines, health, work, and the mind-body connection. Pluto is in Aquarius, transforming your fourth house of home, family, ancestry, and emotional foundations. You've been under immense pressure. Your daily life has felt chaotic, overwhelming, or just plain exhausting. Maybe you're dealing with burnout at work. Maybe your body has been giving you signals, fatigue, tension, pain, that don't seem to have a clear cause. Maybe your routines have completely fallen apart, and you don't know how to rebuild them. And at the same time, deep beneath the surface, Pluto has been excavating your foundation. Old family dynamics are resurfacing. Childhood wounds are demanding attention. You might be dealing with real estate issues, or maybe you're just feeling a deep, unsettling sense that something about your home life needs to radically change. Tomorrow, when Mercury in your sixth house sextiles Pluto in your fourth house, the connection becomes undeniable.
Yeah.
The message you receive is a somatic breakthrough. You finally understand how your daily stress, your physical symptoms, and your work environment are all direct manifestations of unresolved ancestral trauma or childhood conditioning. This isn't just a mental insight. This is your body telling you the truth. And once you see the connection, you can finally do something about it. Maybe you realize you need to work from home. Maybe you understand that a specific job is toxic because it replicates a family dynamic you grew up in. Maybe you have a breakthrough in therapy that connects a physical symptom to an emotional root. Whatever it is, tomorrow gives you the clarity to take your power back. You're not the victim of your circumstances anymore, Scorpio. You're the architect of your healing, and the foundation gets rebuilt starting tomorrow. But here's the part nobody is telling you. The message you receive tomorrow, as powerful and life-altering as it is, it doesn't just arrive and sit there waiting for you to process it at your leisure. No, because the cosmos has a follow-up plan, and it's intense. On April 19th, less than 24 hours after the Mercury-Pluto portal, Mars collides with Saturn at the exact same degree in Aries. Mars wants to move. Saturn says no. It's like slamming on the brakes while your foot is still on the gas.
Yeah.
Frustration, restriction, a wall you have to climb or break through. And then, on April 20th, Mercury, fresh off its revelation from Pluto, crashes into that same Saturn, and immediately after, it conjuncts Mars. This is the reality check. This is where the truth you discovered on the 18th gets tested by the harshest teacher in the zodiac. Saturn doesn't care about your feelings. It cares about structure, discipline, responsibility, and material reality. So the sequence is brutal but necessary. April 16th, the fog, the confusion, the illusion. April 18th, the truth, the revelation, the answer. April 20th, the harsh reality, the boundaries, the disciplined action required to integrate the truth. You can't just know the answer, you have to live it. You have to take responsibility for it. You have to set the boundaries, have the difficult conversations, and make the hard decisions that the truth demands. And that's what separates the people who transform from the people who stay stuck. The portal gives you the answer, but the work, that's on you. The invisible acceleration is happening right now. There's something else you need to understand about this moment. April 2026 has zero retrograde planets, none. That means there is nothing slowing down the cosmic momentum. There are no delays, no second chances to go back and reconsider. The universe has a green light, and it's not stopping. You might have already felt this. Time feels strange, doesn't it? Like the days are moving too fast, like plans that felt months away are suddenly right in front of you. Like you're being pushed forward whether you feel ready or not. That's not your imagination. That's the acceleration, and it's only going to intensify after tomorrow, because once the portal opens, once the message lands, the momentum becomes unstoppable. You're not going to have the luxury of sitting with the information for weeks. You're going to have to act. The people who recognize this, the ones who lean into the speed, who trust the revelation, who take the difficult action on April 20th, they're the ones who level up. They're the ones who step into a completely new timeline. But the people who resist, who ignore the message, who cling to old dynamics because they're scared of what comes next, they're going to feel like the world is moving on without them. And in a way, it is. This isn't just about you, this is global. On a collective level, this portal is going to release information that shifts the global narrative. Mercury rules communication, trade, media, and data. Pluto rules hidden power, espionage, nuclear secrets, and deep structural control. A sextile between them in the signs of Aries, military technology aggression, and Aquarius, the internet, the collective, AI, decentralization, suggests a truth bomb. Expect something to be revealed globally around April 18th that was previously hidden. It could be related to cyber infrastructure, artificial intelligence, geopolitical secrets, or sudden financial data that forces immediate structural responses. The world is going to pivot, just like you are. And because the Mercury-Saturn-Mars conjunction follows immediately after, there will be harsh, restrictive, possibly aggressive responses from institutions and governments. This is a week where the old narratives crumble and the new reality is forced into place, whether people are ready for it or not.
We're going to have to finish this when we come back. I'm going to pass the talking stick to BBS Radio, and we'll see you on the conference call. The number is 720-716-7301, and the PIN code is 353-863-POUND. Sat Nam.
Greetings in the light of the most radiant one, in the office of the Christ, and only in the office of the Christ, we invoke the loving energy of Saint Germain, the Highland Vision. We thank you for being here at this time on this beloved planet that is ascending with all of us in most auspicious ways. All the folks are here to help us. The folks from Alpha Centauri, Venus, the constellation star Vega, Arcturians, Antarians, Andromedans, Sirians, the Orion Councils of Light, Pleiadians, the people of Nibiru that work with the Nibiru. We are all here working with these frequencies that are pouring in at this time. It is huge. Seven planets in Aries. Happy new moon in Aries. This is not small. This is very big. The comets, the asteroids, everything that is moving us into our ascension right at this time. It is so awesome to behold this magnetic light along with the solar winds coming in from the sun. There are solar beings here, solar angels that have been here since the beginning. There are stories that come from ancient Amazonia, the Amazonian women. You remember the stories. Wonder Woman, they show on TV. This is not legends. This is real. All the folks are here to help this planet and ourselves ascend. This is why we're being visited like never before. All the folks are here, whether you can feel them or not, or see them or not, invite them in for a cup of tea. It is about this moment we're in, where everything changes. Like the man was saying, Scorpio, Gemini, Aries, these three signs are getting supercharged right now with what's coming in from the sun. It's affecting everything. It is about infinite joy, ecstasy, love, balance. Yes, there are many issues happening on the planet that have to do with how we work with these energies to lift everyone higher, no matter what's going on. It is amazing to be whole.
I'll drink some water. Just a minute. Much better.
Right now, the Lyrians, Andromedans, Sirians, the people from the star Vega, this whole planetary plane, galactic plane, all the planets in our solar system that move across the galactic plane towards the star Vega. As we get closer, closer to the center of our Milky Way galaxy, 26 degrees Sag, 27, it is huge. Right now, the sun has been upgraded. We're being upgraded. by the solar angels. All the issues at hand are about ascension and everything that is happening is moving us into that thought form, energy, that realm, which is physical, as well as etheric. It all works together. It's a unified field of consciousness. More and more information, wisdom is coming out about the quantum field. This is what Tesla was trying to share with the world. As you sit in quantum silence, allowing the quantum field to touch your consciousness. Just go out in nature as you are not able to. Sit wherever you are. Call in that energy that changes everything. It is about moving space, time, matter in each moment. The aether is the key fifth element. Love is the answer. It changes everything right now in this sacred hour of what's happening. All the beings, known and unknown, are moving us closer to galactic center. Helios and Vesta have moved our sun higher. Sol is ascending to the next level of evolutionary development. Helios and Vesta are taking the next leap, moving us closer to Great Central Sun, suns beyond suns, as Patty speaks about everything that is shifting. It is so awesome. The whales are talking to us. More and more wisdom is coming out, how to talk to our cetacean brothers and sisters. They are here to help us ascend, whether we live close to the ocean or not. The waves of thought form energy move across the galactic plains. The whales, the dolphins, they can hear us. We can hear them. They have awesome messages to share. And they are helping us understand their language. It is thought form energy that resides within the quantum field. Everything is connected with the quantum field. This is the force of love. and light, peace and joy. That is so awesome to behold right now. And we're going to go to Miss Patty with her message here about sharing from the company of her heaven, miracle of the resurrection flame. We will share more about this in the next little while. Miracles are afoot, and it is about us taking our power back with love. Love is the answer. See you in the light of the most radiant one. Sat Nam.
Namaste.
Precious heart, eons ago, when the sons and daughters of God began experimenting with our gift of life and departed from the love-based qualification of our creative faculties of thought and feeling, our Father Mother God perceived the shadow of our miscreations taking form in the consciousness of our earthly bodies. They knew the fruits of those seeds would be aging, disease, disintegration, and decay. They further understood that some means of restoration would have to be provided to the children of Earth who would one day desire to return to our original God estate. To begin the process of manifesting that restorative power, our Father Mother God breathed into their heart flames from the very core of creation, the radiance of the Mother of Pearl resurrection flame. This sacred fire is a multifaceted and multidimensional frequency of light by which the aged, diseased, distorted, and disintegrating carbon-based substance generated by the misuse of humanity's thoughts and feelings can be purified and restored, rejuvenated, and resurrected back into its original God perfection. When all was in readiness, our Father Mother God summoned a mighty solar archangel from the great silence to bring this resurrection flame to earth. Through the heart flame of this mighty archangel, who is now known through all creation as the Angel of Resurrection, the Mother of Pearl resurrection flame was anchored on earth. From that moment forth, the Angel of Resurrection has accepted the responsibility of bathing the earth in the resurrection flame in a rhythmic momentum. This sacred fire flows through the portal formed during the March equinox every year and bathes the earth for several weeks. In the northern hemisphere, the resurrection flame is the frequency of light that awakens the hibernating animals and brings the plants and trees back to life after the dormant winter months. The resurrection flame is also the sacred fire from the heart of God that resurrected Jesus' crucified carbon-based planetary body into his fifth-dimensional crystalline-based solar light body. This occurred 3 days after the crucifixion on what Christians now celebrate as Easter Sunday. What the Company of Heaven wants us to remember is how we can all benefit during this annual influx of the resurrection flame. Today, our Father Mother God's fully balanced masculine and feminine holy breath is flowing through every person's heart flame with every single breath we take. This is allowing humanity's focus of attention to form an extraordinarily powerful chalice of light. Through this collective cup of humanity's consciousness, our godparents are now encoding into every balanced and elevated holy breath we take a higher level of divine intelligence. This new higher level of intelligence is capable of discerning and revealing to each of us our obsolete beliefs that conflict with the truth of our oneness with all life. This divine intelligence is exposing the illusion of our separation from God and any of our beliefs or actions that reflect a lack of reverence for all life. Now, as this divine intelligence within the holy breath of our Father, Mother, God registers in every person's conscious mind, we are beginning to truly know that every human being is divine, regardless of how far his or her behavior patterns and life experiences may be from reflecting that truth. This is a vitally important realization in humanity's resurrection and ascension process. Our thoughts and feelings are creative, and whatever we focus our attention on, we empower and bring into form. The higher level of divine intelligence that is now being encoded within every person's holy breath is providing our Father, Mother, God, and the mighty solar archangel known as the Angel of Resurrection with the ability to enlighten humanity and to intensify the frequencies of the Mother of Pearl resurrection flame that are now bathing the earth. This year, the frequency of this sacred fire is being amplified beyond anything humanity has ever been able to assimilate at a cellular level. Focus attention, and you will experience the profound truth that our Father, Mother, God, and the Angel of Resurrection are now breathing this awesome restorative and rejuvenating frequency of the resurrection flame through your heart flame, breath by breath. This sacred fire is simultaneously being infused into our crystalline planetary grid of comprehensive divine love for the benefit of all humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth. You and I and the rest of awakening humanity have the ability to help humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth receive the greatest benefit from this divine intervention by participating in the following invocation given to us by the Company of Heaven. If you have the heart call to assist all life on this sweet earth in this powerful way, please join the company of heaven, and lightworkers around the world now. Amen. I am invoking the intensified frequencies of the resurrection flame. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Collectively, humanity's I Am Presences now merge into one luminous being of light that is cradling Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her within the divinity of our unified heart flames. Humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth are now breathing in unison with me as one elevated holy breath. What I invoke for myself this sacred and holy day, I invoke on behalf of every person on this planet, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth. In perfect alignment with each one's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. I am one with my Father, Mother, God. I am one with the solar logos from suns beyond suns. And I am one with the cosmic angel of resurrection. I accept and know that the resurrection flame is now exponentially expanding within the hearts and minds of all humanity with every elevated holy breath I take. With the influx of this sacred fire, Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her are now ascending into new celestial and cosmic coordinates. Earth's adjusted position in the universe is allowing humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth to now receive higher and higher solar light codes through the portals of the suns in Earth's lineage. These particular solar light codes are associated with the resurrection flame. This cosmic force of the Mother of Pearl resurrection flame now blazes through the newly balanced heart flame in every person's heart. I now gently remove my attention from the outer world, and I reverently enter the divinity of my heart flame. Within this sacred space, my Father, Mother, God envelop me in the most exquisite frequencies of the Mother of Pearl resurrection flame. This sacred fire begins resurrecting my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies to higher frequencies of my I Am Presence. I breathe in deeply, and on the holy breath, I realize now that I am ascending in consciousness into the very heart of my Father, Mother, God. Instantly, I am enveloped in my godparents' unfathomable, comprehensive divine love. I hear the melodious tones, and I absorb the celestial fragrance of their divine love. I breathe in deeply again, and suddenly I feel the resurrection flame lifting me into higher and higher frequencies of oneness, reverence for all life, eternal peace, and God's infinite abundance. I pierce into the core of purity within each and every one of these celestial patterns, and the splendor of these glorious expressions of Mother Earth's new contingency plan permeate my being. I am now experiencing an awakening beyond anything I have ever known. A new level of divine wisdom is being resurrected within my heart and mind. In a flash of enlightenment, I know and fully understand how I am to convey divine love and reverence for all life to the mass consciousness of humanity. This realization is being encoded within my conscious mind and will now be tangibly available to me whenever I need to recall this sacred knowledge in my service to humanity and all life. In deep humility and gratitude, I accept the opportunities that my Father, Mother, God are now presenting to me. Through my I Am presence, I consecrate my holy breath and my life force to be the open door through which the full spectrum of the resurrection flame will now flow to bless all life on earth. For a sublime moment, I assimilate this experience as I breathe in and out slowly and deeply. With every in-breath, I ascend higher and higher into the multifaceted celestial frequencies of the resurrection flame. And with every out-breath, I breathe this sacred fire forth to consecrate all life evolving on earth. As each human being evolving on earth is consecrated with the full potential of the resurrection flame, their I Am presence activates specific genetic codings within their RNA and DNA structures. These codings contain the immaculate concept of each person's divine plan. This activity of light empowers every beloved son and daughter of God to fulfill his or her divine purpose and reason for being. Through this activation, the mind and emotions of every person are being purified and realigned with their highest divine potential. This purification paves the way for our conscious mind and the superconscious mind within each of us is merged and becomes one. In this state of at-one-ment, each person's I Am presence comes to the forefront and takes dominion of their life. As this occurs, the life, body, mind, and soul of each person is quickened and resurrected into a state of enlightenment that clears the way for the fulfillment of the divine plan and the manifestation of the new earth. In perfect alignment with God's will, this activity of light has been God victoriously accomplished this sacred and holy day, and will increase in power and might daily and hourly with every breath I take. And so it is, beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am that I am. Dear one, day by day, as we invoke and freely partake of the gifts and blessings of the resurrection flame, we will avail ourselves of its restorative and rejuvenating power.
This is a short message from Lord Kryon. Is life extension possible? Of course it is. We are not going anywhere except into the light of the most radiant one that is unfolding at this time. It is so amazing to behold. Here we go. This is Lord Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those watching, for those listening, indeed, we are in Egypt. We are in Aswan, and we are in the top deck, the sun deck, of a Nile River boat, which will be leaving soon. There is, of course, the public commotion, the traffic. There is the beautiful messages coming from the mosques. It makes you feel alive here. Earlier in the day, this group went on boats of ancient design in Egypt called the Felucca. Beautiful, relaxing time. Here is the message I want to give today. Is it possible? Is it possible that there is life extension coming to humanity in a very different way than you think? Is it possible that there's life extension coming to humanity in a way you didn't expect? You might think that's an odd subject at this time, but this is a series of messages where I'm explaining slowly to you that this planet of yours and the consciousness of humanity on it really, truly is changing. It's a very slow change. It's a slow change, but one that has been in progress for some time. It was over 15 years ago when I first used the term, the snowball is rolling, and you cannot stop it. This was my terminology that said that that snowball is your future. And it's a future you didn't expect if you would read your news or see the movies. It's a future against all odds that really, truly is arriving. It is a future where humanity starts to grow up a bit, become a little more elegant, but in the process starts to love each other more from distances. Your technology is all set up for this. It's no secret that the things that are now being developed will help you to see one another in different light, to have compassion that you never had before when you see these things, to collect, perhaps, a consciousness that will indeed have an effect on every facet on the earth. Yes, even politics. All of these things I've talked about, it really is happening. One of them is the change in the reality of humanity. Now, that is a hard one for me to describe to you. How can you change reality? We'll even describe it as a dimensional shift, which we have many times used as a metaphor, you might say, of a changing reality. Your reality in the countries that you have come from on this tour, that is a reality that will change, and you will see it change. For those of you who say, well, perhaps I'm a little too old to see it change, you're not getting the picture, are you? You think you're here by mistake. The ones who are listening, who are watching, you think you're here by mistake during one of the most profound shifts of all humanity ever? You're not. You're here to make some decisions if you choose to. You're here to awaken to a larger truth if you wish to. Imagine 5,200 years ago, the message of the Egyptians to those who had never heard it before. There is a creator. There is love and compassion in that creator. There is an afterlife. These were absolutely new concepts. And you got to see how long that lasted and how profound those ideas, as simple as they might be, or as complex as they became. It is now time yet again for another one of those kinds of shifts, and you will see it. What's this got to do with life extension, Cryon? There is coming a way that will be provable that you extend your life. Now, some of you listening right now will say, well, I'm really not going to be interested, but it's probably going to take me doing some things and maybe exercising or eating better or all that. I'll cover that in another channel. That's not it at all. That is not it. Then there are those who say, I love what you're saying. It's very comforting, very loving, crying, but I will go when it's time. I don't have to go through anything for life extension. I'm okay with the plan that I have now. And I would like to tell you how nice of you to say that as you sit there listening, all alive and well. But when that time comes, you will not be okay. You'll be frayed. There's going to be so much. At that moment when you take your last breath, you'll remember these words. What if that time you're okay with is tomorrow? Are you all right with that? I am telling you, there is going to be something that will actually extend your life. And it's not going to be apart from you. It's going to be within you. Homeopathy on this planet is a proven healing method, a get-well method. For hundreds of years, some homeopathy tinctures work more profoundly and faster than any drug you've ever developed with no side effects at all. And that has been proven. And if you take a look at what is going on there, you have an instruction set for your body that you put under your tongue, and your body then, pay attention, recognizes the signal. Number two, your innate starts to then work to cooperate with the instructions. It's not chemical, it's instructions. Now, if you're getting this and you understand it, what would be the next step in consciousness? And the answer is you doing it, developing your own tincture with your own consciousness that tells your body to count every other day, perhaps, or live longer or become more healthy. This is a consciousness tincture, and it's going to extend your life. Consciousness will extend your life. Now, there are some things that you may want to think about that'll help this. You can't just think yourself well without some other things happening. Number one, there is a shift of dimensions on this planet occurring that's going to enhance your ability to do this. Did you hear that? That's number one. The second thing you should know is that you have to start listening to yourself and get out of anxiety. Anxiety in this old energy that you have, that are habits. Anxiety is a habit. You fear this, you fear this, you get anger here, you do these things and those things, not even thinking about it, because your culture promotes it. Your body receives it. Your chemistry changes. Anger, frustration, fear changes the chemistry of your body. You will not live as long, dear ones. What habits do you have that promote passing earlier?
I'm going to pass the talking stick to you. Rainbird, you are homeopathic, and we will share the rest of this tomorrow. This is amazing stuff. Thank you, everyone, for being here.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I had to turn off the radio to sound good, and I forgot to do that.
Yes.
But, this is such a gift to have this energy come in and to be learn how we receive it and how we evolve within and remember. I think a lot of us remembering because we used to be able to do this.
We did.
Yeah, so thank you so much for tonight and look forward to tomorrow. And it'll be a longer day from 4:30 Eastern to 10 o'clock. No, 11 o'clock after the conference call. Yeah, to 11. So, yeah, come join us again tomorrow. And thank you so much for tonight. And namaste and good night.
Namaste.